Allianz Stadium Friday night. Waratahs up against the Chiefs. And
give
joining
them
us,
strength, the Waratahs.
Give plenty, because they need a win. Big game. And joining us is their prop, Harry Johnson-Holmes. Harry, a very good morning to you.
Lads, morning. How are you?
Yeah, great, thank you. And the Hurricanes game. So you trailed 17-12 right in the game there at halftime. Lost 34-17. What happened? What went wrong there in the second half?
Mate, look, it's obviously, it's frustrating when you find yourself gone in the fight like that. And, it's the kind of, game the Hurricanes away where you need to be in the fight to, up until, 70 minutes to have a crack at winning. And, mate, we just had a few lapses in defence where we just let them get those long-range tries at the end. You know, they're not, massive... defensive errors on errors. It's just one kind of lapse that's let them get a few late tries.
Harry, I feel like we've seen a lot of positives so far this season, but just results aren't going the Waratahs' way. Is that a fair call, or are there areas that you're just not hanging on to momentum? What's the reason, you reckon, behind that?
Yeah, I think what's been most frustrating for us is that, there's been positives, but it's not as though it's kind of, there's not much satisfaction, obviously, out of having a couple of positives for every couple of negatives. And, you go close, but you lose the game. So I guess for us, it's been hard because it's, we haven't quite gotten that satisfaction yet out of, a game. But the things that are going well for us are probably just, things that are naturally going to happen for us anyway as a good footy team that has good talent. I think the stuff that's going wrong for us is the frustrating stuff where it's our errors, it's our discipline, it's our work rate. All these things that we've actually been really, really good at during the preseason and trials and stuff like that. It's been frustrating, but I think we are kind of taking our medicine and learning from it each week.
Mm. Harry, it doesn't get any easier this weekend. You take on the Chiefs, and they're a very, very good side. I mean, how do you stop them? And I watched some highlights yesterday. I'd never heard of this bloke before, but they've got a winger. Jeez, he's a good player. I don't know whether you've seen much of him in the video session, but you'd need to keep an eye on him this week.
Yeah, mate. Well, that's the funny thing about the Chiefs is they've got a lot of those people, eh? They've got a lot of those guys that might not be on the All Blacks radar, or they're just new, and they've just come through the program there at the Chiefs, and God, they're just electric. Like their back three, it feels like they're just a factory. They're just always pumping out quality, electric back three players. So yeah, mate, the wingers are that's not my domain. I don't have to worry about them too much, hopefully. But they got some big boys through the middle. Which is obviously a good combination. Big boys through the middle, fast guys out the back. But, I think for us, it is a challenge. It's a massive challenge. But I also think we're really relishing at the opportunity to, take on that underdog status again. And maybe our tote price dropped a little bit too low. And now we're kind of up against it. And we're going to be back home, which is awesome for us as well. So, no, we are excited. I think it's a good test to... a good challenge to show the competition what we're actually capable of.
And what about yourself personally, mate? Second game back from a long-term injury. You started last weekend. You feel as though your fitness is getting there?
Yeah, the lungs weren't too bad in Wellington. I think the weather was helping me out a little bit there. But yeah, mate, it has been a challenge. I haven't actually had any long-term injuries up until this Achilles rupture. So, it's certainly been different kind of going from, 9 months completely off playing footy and, that long period of time not being able to run, stings as well. But, yeah, I think the lungs are doing all right. We worked pretty hard in that rehab period. But, I think it's maybe just a little bit of, getting back on the bike and getting the wobbles out of the way. I think I'm not quite happy with where I've gone so far, but yeah, like you said, it's second game back from long term, so hopefully I can get the form back up.
Harry, give us an insight into, I guess, the confidence and ability of young Max Jorgensen, 18 years of age, to come straight out of school and walk in and have the impact he has in such a short space of time. What kind of a kid is he? And just give us an insight into the ability that you see that we probably haven't yet.
Yeah, Jorgo, he's an odd bloke. He's odd in that, like, when you're that kind of kid, you know, with that much talent, you know, you've probably spent a fair bit of time getting told how good you are. You kind of expect, you know, a big head or just some quirk, really. Like, you just expect him to just have something off about him. But he's as normal as they come. I can't get anything out of him. He's not easily rattled. Always giving him a bit of grief at training, trying to see if I can get a bit of a rile out of him. But, mate, he's rock solid. He knows his stuff. He's very meticulous with his detail. He's a good footy player. You know, he's softly spoken. He listens a lot. And mate, he's going to have a good future, because I think that's just, you know, talent aside, his attitude's just second to none.
What was it like playing against his old man? I'm sure his old man had a bit of confidence about him.
Yeah, oh, Jorgo, yeah, most definitely. Max is. I shouldn't say this about Peter, but Max is a lot better player than Peter. Jorgo, next time I see him in heaven, we can say that. But Max is a lot better than Peter.
Oh, that's going to get back to him. Sledge. By the way, Harry, have you met Eddie Jones yet?
Yeah, I bumped into Eddie. He's been around training and stuff.
Say again. Sorry, I missed that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
he's been training a lot.
Yeah. He's come around to train. I think he's done a bit of visiting around some of the super clubs.
Yeah, and you've had, you know, one-on-one discussions with him about your prospects and what he expects from you to try and put your name forward for that World Cup squad.
Yeah, we have kind of had a brief discussion about you know, it was kind of back into my rehab. It was a bit of an update on where I'd, you know, where I'm sitting and, you know, where I, you know, need to get to. So yeah, it was good.
Harry, just as a front rower, if I said to you, like, what's the, you know, the best thing that you need to do in a game, is it make sure you get your scrummaging right, or is it an all round game, you know, getting to the different rucks and making sure you've got good aerobic capacity to go from play to play? Or is it, as a front rower, just stick to a basic, I just need to be strong in the scrummaging?
Well, yeah, I guess, like, there's probably a lot of differing opinions, eh? And I think that probably even comes into, you know, the geography of it all. Like, if you look at the props they got running around in France, or walking around in France, like, you know, they're big units who obviously have a very clear job description. Like, we need you to get us results at the scrum, and if you're not breaking any land speed records, that's not too much of a concern. But obviously that's a Northern Hemisphere thing. You know, they do have a lot more set piece. They rely on it a lot more. You got wetter games and stuff like that, but that's just how it's played. Whereas, yeah, I guess the Australian Kiwi teams, the scrum's important, because you're obviously going to come up against set-piece centric teams anyway. But, I guess because our conditions aren't going to, you know, mean that we're going to have 20 scrums a game, it does mean that, you know, you've got to bring a little something else. I think that's probably, a good way to look at it is, you've got to be solid at scrum time. If you can get results, that's obviously such a massive positive. But, at the end of the day, it's what you can do off the ball to, you know, defensively get us outcomes, or attacking, get us outcomes. And I guess just have that little bit of a extra edge to you, that rather than just being able to lock down a good scrum.
Well, Harry, it's been great to see you back, and big night there Friday night at Allianz. Good luck, go well, and hopefully you get maximum points against the Chiefs.
Appreciate it, lads. Thanks for having me.